Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the countdown. I'm Cameron Tracewell. It's Hunter Schrader. And, well, every single week we get on here, if you're new, we get on here, we talk about sports. We talk about, WrestleMania to NBA to NHL to tennis. We'll talk about NFL and college football. Obviously, people love that. We're going to highlight a little bit more down the road when it's the road to Omaha. So we'll talk a bit more about that and a little bit more college baseball. But as of today, we know what it is. We know what it is. It's the finals talk, right? We got the finals on, and so NBA, NHL, Hunter. I want to ask you this question in particular to the
Oh
NBA
boy.
finals.
Oh
Not
boy.
that we'll get to NHL a little bit, but the NBA finals. Give me your overall take. Is it better Boston or worse Mavericks?
Well, I think it's worse Mavericks. 'Cause you're getting embarrassed. You, Kyrie showed up game three. We expected that. Luka has shown up. I mean, he game one, no one showed up, but game two, game three, Luka's been Luka. He's being a little whiny, complaining about the refs and crap. Which I mean, does he have a valid point? Eh, but I mean, still, you can't let that distract you from, and you can't defend, and that's the worst thing. That's a bad thing, in my opinion. But to me, PJ Washington has not done anything this series. Derrick Jones Jr. has not done anything this series. Blake Lively showed up game three. Blake Lively, I think, played well. Gifford showed up. He played well. Bottom line is, Mavs don't have enough. This was the best matchup for Boston. And I know that you don't like Tatum, and I know the whole rant before this thing started, but I told you Boston was going to win this series. I did not think it'd be a sweep. I was hoping for a better series, but the last two NBA finals have been dog water. Mavs will be lucky to win a game. If I'm Boston, I would tank game four just to win it in Boston in five. But the series is over. There's no point in watching it anymore. Boston's going to win.
Worse Mavs or Celtics? It's definitely better Celtics than Mavs. Let me tell you why. Because the Mavs in game three had their best offensive performance, right? And Boston still took advantage of it. See, here's where Boston's getting the advantage part is. Luka is the best player on both teams. He's the best player in the entire series. There's no doubt about it. He's hands down the
Dude,
best player
I don't even
in the entire
remotely
series.
agree with you. I don't even re No. You cannot tell me Luke is the best player in this series when
No,
Luke
hold on.
can't defend. No.
No. Oh, hold on. Let me get to my point. He before we got into the finals, right? He's a top two player in the NBA. I mean, if you talk about it.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving has not played the same. He played one game three. That's the best game he's played. Every other game's been horrible for him. PJ Washington, and then they played better in game three, but it wasn't enough. Now to my point of what you just said. Luka has to. Luka's an exceptional and incredible offensive talent. But there's arguably probably maybe two, probably one person in the NBA that's better than him offensively, and that would be Nikola Jokic. Nikola
Jokic, yeah.
Jokic is better than him offensively, and so looking at that part, Luka has so much talent to give. There's a reason that they're here. We have to give him the love and the credit he deserves. There's a reason that the NBA Finals is not just because of Kyrie Irving and PJ Washington and them. It's because of Luka. Luka's the reason they drag him here. But listen, you're in the NBA Finals, and you know what this Finals has shown about Luka that's actually angered me a little bit is that this dude
He's a whiny
complains to the
crybaby.
he co he complains to the refs
Yeah.
way too much. You are on your fifth foul, dog, and you're trying to draw a charge with 4 minutes to go. You should be trying to stay away from getting any fouls. You should be he's trying to. They claim that he sits there and goes, "Oh, it's all the refs' fault that I'm getting fouled." Dude, you're one of the worst defensive players in NBA Finals history, probably in the last decade. I would say you're the worst superstar for defense in the last decade. You know that game three is pivotal. It's a pivotal moment in this series. You have to get this win. You cannot get fouled out with 4 minutes left on the clock with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown still on the floor. You left Kyrie Irving out there by himself. You left Kyrie on his own. And tell you what, if Luka doesn't get fouled out 4 minutes left to go, they probably have a chance. They probably win it. I hate to say it. They probably win game three. I think they can win game three.
I said worse Mavs because the Mavs just ain't playing smart. Luka's whining and complaining, getting fouled left and right. Luka cannot play defense. It is worse Mavs by a lot because Boston was already the better team coming into the series.
Right. But Boston
has a lot. The Mavs are just playing into Boston's hand. The Mavs ain't even trying to.
But they're in his head, man. The Celtics are in his head, and I thought because of that Porzingis, you know, it might be a little bit closer. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, Drew Holiday is involved there. They are in his head. They have
Charles
gotten to him.
Tillman Sr. hit a three-pointer. I want the world to know that this kid cannot shoot threes, and he hit a three. And I'm like, what the? What is going on?
I think Boston is play. I tell you what, looking at the other three series leading up to this series, right? The other three in the Eastern Conference, this is the best they have played. Boston has, without Porzingis, this is the best they have played. Because listen, they went. You got to admit this now. They won the first game against the Cavs, right? They won, like, by 40. And then they lost the second game by, like, 35. Like, Cleveland took them – like, Cleveland beat them in, like, the second game by 35.
Then we lost Donovan Mitchell. And then we're done.
Right.
We're done.
You notice what I'm there's a trend here, right? The Pacers technically could have won two or three games in that series. They could have won two or three games. They just blew it. They blew the lead. And then, the Miami Heat – Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler, it didn't matter. But this is the best offensively. They are playing against the Mavs are more talented than the Pacers. They're equally talented, I think, with the Cavs. And because the Cavs have defense. But
yeah.
This is the best that Boston has played offensively without Porzingis. This is the team they should have been through the entire playoffs. They should have been sweeping everybody like this. And for the Mavs to be playing this poorly when they went up against Minnesota, right? And me and you both picked Ant to win. We thought Luka might have a chance to get in there, but we both picked Ant. We both picked Minnesota. We both riding the high horse. We both would have took the Minnesota and the Denver Nuggets because guess what? They would have drew this out to at least six or seven games. They're not draw. The Mavs are going to draw this out in five. I think it would be you might be right, right? Go home and win it, right? But I think this might be like a Jason Tatum and a Jaylen Brown like hit in the mouth, you know what I mean, in game four to end
it.
To throw down a sweep to say to all the haters, hey, we might have not won the past couple years, but we swept these guys. And they were fully loaded, by the way.
And you were one of them haters. I want everyone to know that.
But I've also validated that hate, right? Because I've said you can't give this guy so much love and then him fail in every big moment. I'm happy for the guy that he's winning. I am. I'm happy that the guy's winning.
I will tell you this though, and this might save you. Jaylen Brown to me deserves Finals MVP. Jaylen Brown to me.
He deserves playoff MVP.
If they give Tatum Finals MVP, I will not accept that because there is no way Tatum's outplayed Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown's played incredible the entire playoffs. He's the most consistent player on the Boston Celtics, and it's not even close.
He's the best player on the Celtics, and I think that's going to – and that's the thing. If Jaylen Brown wins Finals MVP over Jason Tatum, you cannot tell me Jason Tatum's the best player on the Celtics anymore. You just can't tell me that.
I'm gonna clarify this even more. If Boston sweeps the Mavs here, they go on to win it again next year. I will hand him the keys next year. Because I don't think Drew Holiday's going anywhere, right? I don't think Drew Holiday's going anywhere.
Drew Holiday can play defense, dude. He's mad crazy on D.
Derek White's not going anywhere. Derek White's been there forever. He's not going anywhere.
The only one I see leaving Porzingis, but they're going to get a big man who can shoot. in the draft.
I don't think Porzingis will leave. I think if anybody's going to leave, it'd probably be Al Horford. He'd probably retire. I could see Al Horford retiring because Al Horford's been doing this for a bit. He's been in the game for a bit. But he's always wanted to win a championship. Al Horford's expressed that. I think if Al Horford wins it, it's just like, you know, I did what I always wanted to do, right? Win a chip. So I don't really have much else to play for. So I could see Al Horford going, but they'll be fine because they still have – Pritchard. Pritchard's good. I like Pritchard. They had Sam Hauser, who's pretty good at hitting threes. But Boston, to me, if they win this, they get the experience, right? They get that finals experience that they really, truly needed.
They already had finals experience. That one against the Warriors.
But they've never had sweep-level experience, like dominating a team completely.
Experience is experience. It don't matter if it's a sweep or six games. Experience is experience.
Yeah, but I think it matters in a factor that Steph was so much better than all of them. And listen, you guys say that Warriors team had no business beating that Boston team. They really didn't have any business winning that finals. Draymond, but
Steph and Jordan Poole, dude.
They were the guys. And Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins played a big key factor in that series, too.
Wiggins actually did play a good series against them.
Yeah, he played good factor. But for me, yeah, better Boston. I think this is Boston has exploited the Mavs. They've exploited showing the world how bad Luka is on defense and how much Luka needs to work on it. If Luka ever wants to win a championship, he's going to have to figure this out. He's going to have to play better defense than he has because – I'm telling you, looking at the last 10 NBA finals, he might be the worst defensive superstar in the last 10 years. I mean, it's debatable in that he is so bad on defense, and he draws a charge in a moment when you got five fouls, dude. Like, it's different if, you know, you got like three fouls, right? And you're trying to draw a charge. You know, you get one more foul, you're out, and Boston's going to do everything they can to exploit that. They're going to try to get you out of the game. That's what they wanted. They wanted to get you out of the game. And you just bite right into everything they want. Everything that they want you to do, you're doing. Now, Kyrie, I am proud of him in Game 3. That was a proud Game 3 performance. They needed that in Game 1 and 2. They needed him back doing that in Game 1 and 2. But like you said, it's over. They had to win last night. They had to win Game 3, and they didn't. I don't care if you win Game 4. There's only been one team to come back from not even that far of a deficit. But there's only one team that's ever made a deficit, and that's the Cavs. The only team that's ever been that far down, LeBron. Kyrie and LeBron. But this ain't a 3-1 series. This is a 3-0. We're done. You know what I mean? So NBA Finals overall, disappointing. Last 2 years has been terrible. Last year, yeah. I think last year was worse than this year. I will say, I think last year
game was worth watching last year.
But here's what I will say: if the Mavs lose Game 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least we can say, hey, Jimmy Butler and them beat the Nuggets in one game. I mean, at least they drug it on to 5. So I mean, they didn't. Yeah. At least Jimmy. We can say Jimmy Butler didn't get swept. He was not getting swept. So. I'm very disappointed in the Mavs. Boston's doing what they're supposed to be doing, but disappointed in the Mavs to play. Disappointed in Luka defensively, and for future reference, if Luka ever wants to win a championship, defense is going to have to become a priority.
Yeah,
like
you can't keep doing this, man. You just can't keep relying on your offense.
No, it's catching up to him here.
Yeah, it is.
So, anyway, it is what it is, right? So, NBA Finals, it used to be some. I have not really enjoyed the NBA Finals since the Boston Celtics played the Warriors in 22, the finals at least. That was the last series I enjoyed in the finals at least. Last year was bad. This year's bad. Hopefully we get something better next year. I would love to see this match, like the Celtics, if they went back again, because I think they have a chance to go back. I would love to see a Nuggets reload or a Timberwolves reload.
I'd like to see Timberwolves versus Boston or
because it's such more better fair matchups, better matchups. Yeah. But it is what it is. So anyway, that is the NBA Finals. Now we are moving on to a series that I thought obviously was going to be more entertaining than the NBA Finals, but it has not been, and it has been just the same amount of dominance that Boston has put on against the Mavs, that the Florida Panthers are putting on against the Edmonton Oilers. Oilers started out game two. They looked like they were going to be hot. But I'll tell you, the Oilers goalie, he's horrible. That dude's awful.
Skinner, I mean, that dude is not great. Skinner is not great. He's an average goalie. He is average. I will give you that. He's not. But dude, Hyman, Nugent Hopkins, Draisaitl, McDavid have not done anything, man. They haven't done nothing. And Connor McDavid being the best player in the NHL is literally on the line. It is. I hate to be that guy, but it is.
Yeah, it's debatable.
If he gets swept in the Stanley Cup final, no.
I don't think he gets swept.
You're not the dude. You're not the guy.
I think the Panthers.
They got to win tonight. They got to win tonight.
I think what we're realizing is in this series, at least, that the Panthers are just a team overall better. They're just overall better as a team.
Well, their defense is ridiculous, and Bobrovsky is he's the second best goalie in the NHL.
And this is a good. I mean, this looks good for Florida. Florida looks good, man. They really do. And like we talked about earlier this week, I mean, Dallas was probably the better matchup.
The Stars were the better matchup. Because Ottinger, Joel Pavelski, which he retired, which makes me a little sad, Robertson would have played well. I think that Stars team would have been a good.
If you're Connor McDavid in this situation, it's me against the world.
Yeah,
like, you know, he's got to have that Gretzky moment. You know what I mean? He's got to rise to this occasion that he has not risen to.
He's got to be like, there's three defenders in front of me. I'm gonna go around all three of you and put the puck in the net. And I've seen him do that multiple times, as I've showed you.
I hate to say it, he's got to be like that. I know you've seen the highlight, but like when the Mavs are playing the Clippers. And Kyrie jumps up, and like there's James Harden, Paul George, and then they all jump up, and like Kyrie just swoops around there and just chucks the ball up for a layup.
That's gotta
be like Connor McDavid. You know what I mean?
That's gotta be him and Draisaitl, dude. They got to get this going, and Nugent Hopkins and Hyman have got to freaking help. They got to get scoring, and the defense has to wake up. You can't leave Skinner all alone, and that's what they've done.
So here's something for like us to talk about, right? Because we talked about this during the Star series with them. They collapse on the road. It's like they don't know who they are when they are on the, but when they get back to Edmonton, it's like this greatness comes out of them, and they thrive so much on their fans, on their home base. They thrive so much on it. But I think game two, they had to steal that, because if they had stolen that, gotten two games back at home, they probably could have won two games back at home.
Well, this is what they did against the Stars, right? Like, the Stars went up, and then they got him. They got the momentum in game three and game four, and then they took it to game five and game six.
They go home. It's like Connor McDavid and this team comes alive. You know what I mean? They're like, they are the most dangerous team in the league when they get on their home floor. But this, so talking about this and what we've seen out of Edmonton, because I hate to say it, that's what we expect in game three. We expect Edmonton to rise to the occasion. What does Florida have to do going into a hostile environment like Edmonton to be able to steal game three or steal game four?
You got to play smart hockey. You got to keep your composure. You can't get mad, and you can't take dumb penalties. You've got to stay out of the box. Do I think Florida will stay out of the box? Especially with that dirty hit that Fogle made last night or game two. That just put this series to a whole other level of tempers flaring and, you know, anger and aggression But it's been a couple days, so you gotta let it go, and you gotta play.
You know, I'll tell you what, it's a rough week to talk about other sports. By the way, it's bad.
The
NBA has been rough. NHL, we're praying for a better series.
Right.
WVU baseball, they could have won both games and they lost it.
I told
they
you. Lost.
I freaking told you not to get your hips up.
I was at Georgia's watching that and I got so upset. I thought we'd have won game one.
I thought we'd have won game one.
We should have won game one. We should have had game one.
Yeah.
We should have won game one. But game one, we should have won game one. We had game one.
But I will tell you, WVU baseball, I mean, that's been the most, to me, I mean, for the last 2 years, it's been entertainment and consistent. I know we're losing the coach. I think, what is coach going up in, like, the athletic department or something like that? He's moving
on. He's gonna be like a GM position for WVU baseball.
Well, that'll be good because he, I mean, look at where they've been, right? They were better last year than they were this year. So
yeah, that's crazy to me.
WVU baseball, it's disappointing, but hey, it's been entertaining the last 2 years. I'm only saying this because we don't really talk much about WVU baseball, especially in the past. I mean,
no.
Last 2 years, it's been like exciting. You know what I mean? To talk about. So, well, I mean, we got WVU baseball that lost. Disappointing. The Mavs, this series has been terrible, awful, not entertaining at all. And like I said, praying for a better series in hockey, probably going to end up the way I think it is, which it'll be Florida stealing a game and then running home to win game five.
Edmonton wins tonight.
I'm not saying game three. I'm saying they win game four and then they go home and finish it at home.
No, Edmonton's tying the series. Edmonton will tie.
Hunter is praying that Connor McDavid wins this series. Because if he doesn't, he's going to be so upset.
Oh, I don't think he's going to win the series, but I'm hoping he pushes the series to six.
Yeah, Hunter's going to be disappointed if both finals end in like 4 or 5 games. He's going to be like, oh my lord.
I'll be pissed. I will be so mad. I'll be like, all right, why am I wasting my damn time?
So, anyway, so we talked about the NHL. We talked about the NBA. Highlight a little bit about WVU. I'm going to let you take the moment here for yourself. You watched the French Open. Would you like to highlight on how that went?
Well, Djokovic got hurt, and he had to leave. And so Carlos Alcaraz, which I think is going to be the second. He's going to be the next Djokovic. I mean, he's young. He's like 18. He won the French Open, which was a good match. He was down 2-0, came all the way back, won in five. Yeah, it went 5, and he won.
I don't have much to highlight on it because I didn't watch it. You did, so I just want you to highlight that.
And Nadal is going to retire, and I am not mentally ready for that. You don't know who Rafael Nadal is? You gotta be kidding me, dude. He's up there with Federer and Jokic. What is wrong with you?
Who are those people?
Who is Roger Federer?
Yeah.
He's only the greatest tennis player ever of all time.
I wouldn't know that. The only tennis player I know is Serena Williams. That was the only one I know.
She's the greatest woman of all time. Mm-hmm. That's already been said and proven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't watch tennis.
But the greatest male athlete tennis player of all time is Roger Federer.
I know there's one that I can't remember his name. The one that consistently plays in the Wimbledon. There was a tennis player today that announced that he's not going to play in the Wimbledon because he's going to play in the Paris Olympics this year.
Yeah, that's Nadal. Yeah, that's Nadal. That's Rafael Nadal.
He said he was pulling out of that Wimbledon event.
Yeah, I know, and I'm upset about that too.
We got to do the Paris Olympics, man. Olympics are important.
Not as important as Wimbledon.
Dude, we got to talk about the finals ends. USA basketball is here.
Stop it.
LeBron, KD, Kawhi, bro.
Don't say that.
It's going to be fun.
What's he going to do? Hurt him to death?
We got Anthony Edwards on the squad.
The fact that Kawhi Leonard can play for the Olympics and not in the playoffs is disgusting.
The Olympics will be fun, man. The Olympics are fun.
We'll cover the Olympics. I ain't covering no curling. The hell with curling. I ain't covering that shit.
Well, I'm not going to be doing much gymnastics, but I mean, we'll be.
Don't tell me that you watch curling. I cannot
I don't.
Shuffleboard on ice, and it's an Olympic sport. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, I know. You got my feelings about pickleball, so, I mean, it's a difference there, but I mean, all right.
Wait, time out. Pickleball is an Olympic sport?
I don't know it is. I'd say it probably is, though. I'd say there's probably a good chance that it is.
Oh, my. Hey, let's just come up with a thing about tennis, but we'll make it pickleball.
When did the Olympics start?
It's close. It's late July.
I say it had to be close. It's in the summer. I knew that.
Yeah, it's late July to early August.
Yeah. We'll cover the Olympics a little bit down the road. But so we've NBA, NHL, a little bit of tennis. Got the U.S. Open. Tiger Woods. We got.
Stop.
Tiger Woods, about Tiger McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler.
Quit talking about Tiger Woods. He's done. He needs to retire.
Let me tell you something.
Now he's angry. Hold up there a second.
There's a lot of people in a lot of sports world that need to retire. That man right there, I don't care if he wins another tournament.
He's gonna win games. Negative.
To watch him golf is incredible. You've never been to a golf event, so you would never understand. The people who do love golf, that have been to golf events, Tiger's 10 deep. He's 10 deep with people.
Yeah, he's plus 10.
He can't walk. It hurt, man.
Hey, look, here's the hill. He's over the hill. Push him over. Let him roll down. Just let him go.
I'm going to tell you something.
I hate to see him like this. I really do. I love Tiger Woods, but he needs to quit, man. He's gonna he's ruining himself.
He
needs to quit.
No. Liv Golf needs to get involved with the PGA. Liv Golf owns that PGA shit.
Oh, here we go with the LIV.
Let me tell you something.
Liv Morgan.
We'll talk about that later. But Liv Golf. They play music. They play music. They drink beer. They ride in golf carts. Shit. They get to play in shorts. They get to have a good life. Everything's good. The PGA is all formal. They can't. And listen, Tiger Woods is injured.
See, I'd rather go with the LIV then, because that's my type of golf. You know what I'm saying?
But no, they're merged together now.
Oh, I know.
What I'm saying.
I knew that.
What I'm saying is, if you gave Tiger Woods, who I hate to say it, he's injured. You got to walk that course. He walks that course 6 days. They play three practice rounds before they ever played a tournament. So he's walking that course for six straight days. Dude, I'm telling you, for a guy who has trouble walking the way it is, by after the third practice day, that shit wears you out. You're fucking wore out. And for him, I think if you let him ride in a golf cart to every hole, he'd be fine. I mean, dude, like I told you in the last wasn't the Masters, it was. I lost it. I can't remember the other major. It was before this. Before the U.S. Open. It's the Masters, the Open, the U.S. Open, and.
PGA.
PGA Championship, yes. He shot a 62 in the practice round. He can do it. He just. It's like it wears on him to walk so much. That's the problem.
So that's why Tiger Woods sucks. So you don't have a golf cart.
He needs a golf cart. They need to allow. Listen, golf's fine. We don't have to have all the formal stuff we're talking about.
Where the PGA does it and boring shit.
Mm-hmm.
The PGA is too strict about their shit. Like, I mean, dude. Why do you. Like, they're like, it's for. But that's golf, though. It's supposed to be a formal sport, you know? I mean, I don't know why they just don't court each other, you know?
Either way, getting off the subject of Tiger Woods, the U.S. Open is this weekend. We got Bryson DeChambeau. You're going to have Scottie Scheffler. You're going to have Roy McIlroy, Xander Schauffele. You have all these guys. There's a ton of people. Obviously, Scotty is the favorite. Everybody's going to be picking Scotty to win. Look out for Roy McIlroy. I think McIlroy could make a run.
I love Roy. I think Wyndham Clark's a sleeper in this, in my opinion.
Xander is. Xander Schauffele's a sleeper.
Xander's a sleeper. Jordan Spieth sucks. That's my favorite golfer. He is buns. I don't know what's going on.
But he's crap. I told you what happened with that.
He's garbage now.
You remember his incredible year that he had in golf.
Yeah.
He changed his swing. He changed the way he played golf after that year.
When he's get back.
Yeah. See, that's the one thing. Scotty Scheffler just plays the same game. He always has, so it's just benefiting him that now. But it's obviously four championships. Ew. So we've already had the Masters, we had the PGA, the US is this weekend, and we got the Open next month. So the Open's coming next month.
I don't watch the Open. I watch the three. I don't watch the Open.
But you would actually love to watch the Open because the Open is one of the oldest courses. It's one of the oldest courses in the world.
I do like my history.
Actually getting to attend it, it's like, you know how most golf courses, it looks like formal, you know what I mean? Like, they built it. They never built this golf course. They played it as the way the land was made. So they just put it to where the land was made. So the land is the same way it's always been since the 1800s. So since it's always been open. So it's one, obviously, over there is where golf kind of started.
Gotcha.
So that's all the right, Open was the Open.
The Open. I might watch
the Open.
The
was
Open.
a big major. So it is, people love it, and it's just got a lot of history behind it. It's cool.
Now, four majors.
Yes, the four majors are the Masters, the PGA Championship,
PGA, US Open,
the
and
US
the
Open.
Open.
Yes. Yes. Right. Now, in August, there is the BMW Championship, obviously, because they hold a standing in points. So if you if you wins, you're determined on placement and stuff like that to build up to play, like a certain amount of players play in the FedEx St. Jude Championship in August. So they build up to like a big trophy. But the four major events are the Masters, the US Open, the Open, and the PGA Championship.
Those are the only four tournaments that people watch every year because they matter the most.
Well, they're going to matter most on your career. You know what I mean? Because when people, we talk about Scotty Scheffler, Tiger, you talk about Arnold Palmer and all them.
Yeah.
How many majors have you won? You only get to play four every single year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how many majors have you won? So it's an important event. But the rest, I mean, Wyndham Clark, I love watching him in the BMW Championship last year.
I like Clark.
Bryson DeChambeau. I'm not the biggest fan of Bryson at all.
Not a big fan of him either.
But he is the only guy who has 3D printed clubs, and all his clubs are the same height.
Crazy!
Like they all match. Like he's the only golfer that has the same height clubs, and he's the only golfer that has 3D printed clubs.
That's cool.
So, yeah, there's some little cool things about that, but yeah, it's gonna be a pretty good weekend, I think, for golf. Obviously, it's a major, so.
Oh, you know I'm watching it.
You know Sundays are the best day to watch it too. Sundays when the majors,
dude. Sunday golf, dude. It hits. Trust me. I was against it at first, and then I'm like, okay, Sunday golf just happens. Sunday.
I told you
get church. Sunday golf
because you wouldn't watch a major, and I said watch it on Sunday. That's why I told you to watch it on Sunday, and you watched it on Sunday when Scotty was winning. So
the PGA, the Masters, was not very fun to watch on Sunday because Scotty was ahead by a lot.
It got close, I hate to say it. It did. In the beginning, it was closer.
And then he did the same thing in the PGA Championship. Like, whoever won was, like, up by, like, 3 to 5 strokes.
So that's what I was telling you on the phone. He's the first player since Tiger Woods to win the Masters, the PGA, and the Memorial Championship and the Memorial last weekend in one season. He's the first person since Tiger to do that.
I think he's going to win the U.S. Open. I think he's going to win all majors.
I think the U.S. Open okay, so Pinehurst down in North Carolina, it's one of the most famous golf courses in the United States. Dude, you could take the golf ball on the green right there, and I've watched people make videos. They throw it. You know what I mean? They just throw the ball like that, and yeah. It lands on the green, and it rolls like 60 yards back. Because it was, wow. If you don't hit it on a certain spot on that green, it's just rolling off. And like the rough and stuff is like, if the ball rolls and it'll roll and like hit bushes, and yeah. You've got to play where it lies.
Wow, that's
sad. It's deep. Dude, it's deep. So Pinehurst is like they've never really changed it, you know what I mean? They kind of just built it and left it, but the US Open has not been at Pinehurst for a while. But because it is at Pinehurst, dude, that freaking course, basically, you throw that golf ball up there, it'll roll right off if you don't hit it in a certain spot on that green.
Yeah.
So,
crazy. That's crazy.
So
the U.S. Open doesn't have, like, a set course or a set location. It switches around.
No, remember I told you for the four majors, the Masters always has the same course.
Yeah.
And the Open always has the same course.
Oh, gotcha.
The PGA and the U.S. are always interchanging. Courses.
Yeah.
So, like, last year, the U.S. Open, I think, was in Los Angeles last year.
Yeah.
It was out in L.A. So, they had it out in Los Angeles last year, and then...
Well, they change them.
Yeah.
I know Augusta always has the Masters.
Dude, it's the most beautiful golf course I've ever been on. Like, there's nothing that whips that place.
Gotcha.
Dude, the concrete that you walk on?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they changed it so it's like foam padded concrete, so it helps your feet when you walk,
and it probably helps your back too.
Oh my lord! Like, dude, it's a hilly place now. It's hilly in Augusta there, but like they build a whole other thing. Like, dude, okay, so like funny story. They like, you know, Bill Gates obviously has a bunch of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the richest people in the world. Bill Gates wanted to be a member there, and they went. Can you play golf? And he went, no, but I got money. And they said, well, you need to learn how to play golf, and you can become a member. We don't care how much money you have. He said, you play, like, you cannot tear up the course there. They are, like, really strict about shit. Like, Tiger is a member just because he won there multiple times, not because he's an actual member. He can play there, but he's not technically a member.
Damn.
So they are, like, really picky, but it's prestigious, you know what I mean? It's just like a prestigious place to play at, so
yeah. It's
cool. But obviously, it's gonna be a good weekend for the U.S. Open, and dude, sports is flying right now. I mean, we're coming into the end. We're coming into the dry season now of NBA, NHL, football will be back in August, and you got this half June, like late June, all of July, where it's kind of like a dead zone. And for main sports.
We'll have soccer and baseball.
I mean, we'll start highlighting on those a little bit more.
And we'll have Wimbledon. And
the Open. You'll have that too. So
yeah, we'll have stuff.
But yeah, so this show's not very long today, but last thing I wanted to highlight for this show, UFC 303.
Why? Well, we were doing so fine. Yeah, we have a nice conversation. We weren't going to make each other mad. And now you got to bring up the UFC.
We're not making each other mad. It's more of a what is going on. And
I don't. I tell you what's going on. Bubkiss.
Bubkiss?
It's Bubkiss. Bullshit.
So, obviously, if people watching this episode, you understand that UFC 303 is in jeopardy. Conor McGregor and Michael Chandler might not be happening. They canceled the press conference in Dublin. They have been searching all week for another main card event. I don't think there is another main card event. I think it's way too close. I don't think you're going to be able to get anybody in there. And obviously, you know, we made a joke with the Sugar Sean versus Jake Paul, but I think Sugar Sean's just being funny about it. But I mean, to me, people are going to be like, well, what's going on? You know, why aren't they fighting this and that? I'd say Dana White's really upset because you can imagine how much money they put into 303, trying to get 303 ready, the tickets people have bought, and this and that. Everybody wants to see Conor McGregor. This, to me, and I might be wrong here, but this is my prediction. This has nothing to do with Michael Chandler because if this had something to do with Michael Chandler, we'd have known about it already.
Yeah, this is definitely going something on with Conor.
this is Connor's not ready for a fight. This is Connor's injured and he's not telling anybody. There have been multiple like crazy reports, like Bleacher Report saying that Connor McGregor's not ready. Then you have Sports Illustrated saying like people in Chandler's camp are saying Connor McGregor is hurt. Like there's these crazy things going on, and nobody is telling the public why. You know what? And here's the thing. I was talking to you about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Connor McGregor is the most mouthiest person in the world. He talks more than anybody, and the time you need him to say something, he says nothing.
Doesn't say anything.
He don't tell anybody anything. If this isn't Connor McGregor, I'd be like this. If I'm Connor, I'd be like, I'd be telling this. You know what I mean? Telling you that it's just some kind of something else is going on. You know, some kind of deal.
Unless
it's
like a personal family issue or something like that, then I understand.
No, I get that. I have no problem. But if you're Conor McGregor, how about somebody speak up and say something?
Yeah.
Like, and it goes. I say goes the same, but goes the same way with Michael Chandler. But we are too close for UFC 303 to be in this amount of jeopardy, and I couldn't imagine the panic that like Dana White's going through. I'd be terrible, dude. I mean, he's probably freaking out. You know what I mean? Because everybody was gonna buy this pay per view. They were gonna make so much money off this Conor McGregor's return, and now it's like, without having it, like,
yeah,
that's it.
It's
it's depressing, but it was too good to be true. I'm gonna tell you, it's too good to be true. It really was.
It's it
too good of a scenario.
I'm upset. I think Conor should retire if he's hurt. I'd just quit.
What? So here's the thing that I think about, like, with Conor. What's he fighting for? I mean,
pride. Little,
okay, but
he's fighting okay, for pride.
Made,
I mean, that's it.
He made so he's much money off business. Proper 12. He made okay. So let's highlight a couple things, right?
He's proper not 12. Doing it for the money. He don't need the money.
No, but here's the thing. He's already had all this money, right? Got so much money. He's got so much popularity. He's the first
he's
person.
He's won his championships.
He's been a double champion and won his championship. He's the first UFC fighter or MMA fighter to fight in a boxing match and make that popular, by the way. He's a guaranteed Hall of Famer in the UFC. He is probably, and I know people, he's not a, I don't know if he's a top five fighter ever, but I will say this. He is in the top. He definitely is in that top 10 because regardless of him fighting or not, the UFC is not where they are right now without him. He built the popularity. He brought this, like I said, UFC was not this high before the Floyd Mayweather fight.
Okay.
After the Floyd Mayweather fight with him and Conor, the UFC, it shot like a rocket. It was on, because Conor went back, because then everybody started paying attention. Then we had, Sugar Sean. Everybody, John Jones was there. John Jones, best fighter ever. But, I mean, John Jones, people
John
started
Jones
watching
John Jones is the best fighter ever. There's no debate that. Like,
no.
Anyone, and the fact that Daniel Cormier did not have him in his Mount Rushmore, it just shows me that Daniel Cormier is jealous of John Jones.
He just pissed. He got beat by John Jones. He's just mad about it.
Twice.
Just mad about it. But, I mean, in my opinion, Conor McGregor has achieved every level of success in that industry.
It's all pride, dude. He don't want his last fight to get. He don't want to go out like that.
No, right? Because you don't want to go out and go with a broken leg. I get that. You know what I mean?
That's why he's still fighting. Well, maybe we don't know if he's fighting. We don't know.
But I mean, to me, it's like, dude. I think it's after this fight. If you win or lose, it's time to move on. I mean, you could be an ambassador or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do something else that's part of UFC. If you want to keep fighting, go ahead. But, like, to me, there's no reason for him to fight anymore.
Right.
He's achieved every level of success that most – and he's done more for that sport than anybody – than any fighter has ever done.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
I think that, you know, we'll give him his love and his credit. But the problem is that we look at people like John Jones. You look at Sugar Sean. You know what I mean? You look at man, I get Adesanya, right? You look at these guys that, and Pierre and all them. None of them have the swag, the mouth. None of them have that I am better than you, you type mentality, right? Nobody has it.
I love Conor McGregor. Everyone's like, Conor McGregor's mouthy and he's annoying and all that. I'm like,
but everybody loves him.
That's why people love Conor. Because Conor tells you how it is. He doesn't care.
And which, you know, I'm going to miss that part. You know what I mean? I miss that part in the sport. If Conor was fighting every year still, I'd probably be watching every fight. But I'm like,
I love Conor and John Jones. Those have been the guys I have fell in love with since they stepped foot in the octagon. I love them guys. So I will always root for Conor and John Jones.
Well, you know, UFC 303. We'll see what we can talk more down the road on. But obviously, ladies and gentlemen, you know that we were starting a series, and it was supposed to start with 303. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be UFC's own separate show. We were going to keep combat sports in their own separate show. I hope that we can still do it, because I'd love to do a UFC 303 breakdown. I was excited for that show.
If Conor's not fighting, I'm not buying it.
Depending on who it is, we'll see who it is. But
I'm not buying it. Too much speculation. But
build up to SummerSlam episode 2, Clash of the Castle. Hunter and I are, this show's coming out this week. We're ready for it. We're excited for it. Clash of the Castle, Cody Rhodes, AJ Styles. There'll be a whole other episode we will jump into. And hope you join us for that episode 2, the special.
Let's talk some wrestling. Talk some wrestling.
Because we got Clash of the Castle, and then we got Money in the Bank, and then SummerSlam.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite. Out of all these before SummerSlam, Money in the Bank's my favorite.
So we got this one, episode 2. We'll have episode 3 in July. And then we're going to be there.
We'll be live in Cleveland. We will be live in Cleveland.
And then the show will turn into up to Survivor Games. So I'm moving in that direction after that.
Yeah.
So we wanted to do a build up to SummerSlam since we're going there. But the WWE show will not quit. It'll keep going. It's just for right now, because we're going to SummerSlam. It'll be a build up to SummerSlam for us.
Right.
Anyway, guys, enjoy the rest of the NBA Finals. Enjoy the rest of the NHL Finals. And US Open, hope you all enjoy that this weekend.
Yeah, turn into some US Open. Turn into Wimbledon in July. Wimbledon will be in July.
And come join us for the build-up of SummerSlam, episode 2 this week.
Subscribe.
Yep, like and subscribe. And we will see you guys next week.
See you guys.